do it one more time, Sha.
Oh, wow.
How's it going, Zach?
Oh, you know, it's not so bad. It's not so bad. I don't know. My voice went up high, which makes it sound like it may actually be bad. But it's fine. It's fine. I've got some Girl Scout cookies in my house right now.
Okay.
Like one
That's
of
a
each
huge
flavor.
Win.
Yeah, yeah. And these were just because if you don't know, listeners, if you don't know, on IG TV, I do like a taste testing thing where me and my roommate will taste snacks. And so we did Girl Scout cookies recently because my roommate really didn't have many Girl Scout cookies when he was growing up. He just had a brother. He just had a brother, so there were no, you know what I mean? There were no young, like no young women or women his age who were Girl Scouts. So he just didn't, you know, he was busy rollerblading or something. So, so a lot of these flavors were new for him. And so I got like a box of each. And so they're still in the house and I'm kind of leaving them alone so that he can really like dive in and enjoy them. Because I'm preparing my own separate order of cookies that he will not be allowed to touch. You know what I mean? So I want him to like enjoy. So I'm just sitting here with all these cookies and I'm not touching any of them because I'm like, I want him to feel free to eat these because I've got, you know, like a gross of Thin Mints coming my way or whatever. You know? Because if I catch him eating my tagalongs, it's on site. So it's just odd for me to be in a room with Girl Scout cookies for this long, like 2 days, and not really eating them.
Yeah, I'm impressed with the willpower. You know that.
Yeah,
that is...
I'm a little shocked too. I'm kind of like, wow, if I can do this, maybe I don't need Girl Scout cookies at all. And then I laughed and laughed and laughed.
Think about like, what else I could accomplish with this power.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. All right. So they're on their way.
Yeah, I have my cousin, her daughter sells Girl Scout cookies. And she's like, she was telling me, I think it was like a year ago. She's like, Gash, I'm really appreciative of how supportive you are of our daughter's, you know, cookie sales. I'm like, I don't know your daughter's name. You are the plug.
Yeah, tell little Cookie I'm proud of her.
You are a means to an end. I'm happy for you. And like I love you as a cousin. I remember playing with you as a kid. Your kid means nothing to me but cookies. You know what I mean? Let's get this very clear. But I'm happy for her success.
Oh my god!
Like yo, Sean, come on! Like I got family, I got siblings. I'm like, you want me to? If I see my cousin, legit, mm-hmm. It's like once every like 18 months. I gotta then care about the three kids. Did they got come on, B. Like, I feel like the fact that I'm even choosing to buy my cookies through you and I deal with this nonsense, you know, that's already like above and beyond what I'm supposed to do. These are like four layers away.
Think about back in olden days when you had to hope that there was a plug in your office job. And that could have been, say, a coworker that you did not like. But you knew that they had access to an order form. So, you know, they come through with the order form and you're like, God, I hate talking to her, but I'm going to have to talk to her for like at least a month and a half until I get my cookies. You know what I mean? It's so, It really was a lot. Now that you can just kind of do it online and you don't even have to know the child at all. Like, I ordered these through Troop 6000, which was the troop that was of the young women who are in the shelter system in New York City. So there's like a Girl Scout troop of, yeah. So it's to help them. That's great. But I got to get my personal cookies from my sister's childhood best friend because her daughter is a scout. You know what I mean? So now I'm like, well, now I got to hunt her down.
Right, right.
And find out what her online shit is and then order those cookies. And then I got to, and then for years I've been getting them from another comedian has a young sister and I'd been getting them from her. She had been my plug for like the past 3 years. And I'm like, well, do I still respect that bond? Like, my stomach can't take all of this. I can't be eating, because I gotta order enough from each one to make it worth their while. So I'm talking like $40 worth of,
It gets expensive. See, like, my thing is, I order one big order. So, like, I know, like, the power dynamic has changed. Like, I was like, back in the day, you're right, there was only one source. Now I got options. Yeah. So, like, now, like, yo, do you deserve this $400 order of cookies? You know what I mean?
That's very true.
You know, it's different now. Like, all right, you little Dominican kid living in Long Island, you've made it already. You were like three layers away from the poor farming country that our parents made it from. You were doing great out there. All right. So maybe you ain't priority number one. All right, with my money and my cookie fetish is going to slowly kill me, all
right? Right, so, yeah.
You know, from dying over these cookies and whatnot, the Samoans are going to take me out. Maybe I should spend that money somewhere else, you know?
Right, sure, yeah, but you won't.
I won't. I care just enough that I'm like, all right, I'll do this. And she'll keep crushing all these little kids out there in Long Island.
Right.
Like, yo. And the thing is, like, what ticks me off is I got this sales before. I know for a fact she ain't learning shit about sales because she knows she got my sale in the bag. So she's just, she'll come in out of nowhere, just dropping that order. And like, yo, where'd you get all this? Yeah. And they gonna think she out there pushing it in front of some supermarket. She ain't doing that shit. She knows I got a problem. That's the only reason she wins every year.
Honestly, I kind of miss when you'd run into them in front of a supermarket because that's definitely when I saw them in front of one and they're like, would you like some? I'm like, I got to go in and actually buy some vegetables, but stay here. Please be here because trust me, I'm about to make it rain over here. So just empty out, reconfigure everything so that you have an empty box because I'll be right back. Let me get these two sprigs of broccoli to justify what I'm about to do to your table right now. So I kind of miss that negotiation part of it, but oh boy,
good old days right there.
Good old days, yeah.
I gotta start like a dude's equivalent to that. I was like Boy Scout beers or some shit. Like there needs to be. It gotta be something we could do, you know, that we could be out there doing collections for good causes.
Yeah, I ain't giving my money to a bunch of little boys. I'm going to give it to the girls.
Collecting money for sneakers and basketball uniforms for 30 years.
I ain't seen them play once. Not at all. I don't see a trophy. I don't see a medal. I don't see nothing. I don't see any growth. I don't see any skills. I mean, at least be dribbling while you do it. You know what I mean? Show me.
Yo, am I wrong for telling this kid that I know he trashed on the court when he was asking me for money?
No, you're not.
Like, he was asking me, he said, it's for my basketball. I was like, listen, I'm gonna believe you that you really out here collecting money for the basketball team. But you know that if your parents thought you had anything remotely close to like LeBron James talent, they would pay for this shit themselves. You have to be horrible.
Like you have to be horrible to ask money from strangers.
Yeah, if you are asking for money for your basketball team in a parking lot at Target, you are trash. Like, there's no way you're good. You know what I mean? Like, the only reason I'm going to buy this sneaker so you can buy these sneakers is because I know those sneakers are going to be great on you for the next 2 years because they are not going to get used on that court at all. Your coach ain't playing you.
Oh my God. The logic. That's perfect logic.
I feel I know I seen these teams. Like I was that guy in baseball. I know that if I showed up to my baseball coach and I said, yo, I don't got spikes, my coach got me spikes. Cause he ain't having Gastor not show up. He knows like, yeah, this dude is 5'11" and he's freaking 9 years old. We need this dude. You know? we ain't risking these L's. We got a grown man over here. Get that man his sneakers. What size sneaker are you, little man? I'm a size 11, my G. I know I'm in third grade. It don't matter. Get my sneakers. And I would get them. And I knew that's how it works. My kid brother, he's 6'5". When he played basketball growing up, he was gigantic. Uh-huh. He's always bigger than all the other kids. And I know we could pay for everything, and we did. But I know, like, there was days where he forgot sneakers just because he's a kid. And I would show him to the court and be like, yo, he ain't got kicks. So I was already getting ready, like, as a man to go tell the coach, hey, yo, listen, my brother forgot his kicks. He ain't going to be able to play today. He's like, nah, he's playing. And he would just go get sneakers. And I was like, where'd you get these brand? He's like, don't worry about it. They're his now. I'm like, whoa. Like, it's like that. You know? And I know they're not doing that for homeboy that's not playing. You know?
No, not at all.
That dude would just...
No, he's like...
You robbed Best
at
today.
At best, he's equipment manager. At best.
I know it. I'm like, that kid is on the bench. Like, you ain't playing today. It is what it is. But if your starter needs something, he gets it.
Okay, here's my question. How big are your parents?
I don't know. They're pints. Like, I was the tallest kid in my family. I got to, like, 6'1", and I peaked early. Like, I got to, like, 5'10 by, like, 7th, 8th grade, right? So, like... when I was 13, I was throwing like 75 miles per hour. Like, my dad wanted me to like go pro. It was like his dream. I just didn't like baseball like that. Then my brother is significant. He's like 6'4", 6'5". Like, he's significantly taller than me. He's in great shape to this day. But yeah, like, I don't know. I like to think more and more I'm starting to believe that like Dominicans are like 6'5", but we're all malnourished back home. Like, we just don't eat. like, if we just had, like, a little bit of Enfamil or something, we would make incredible athletes, you know? And
so
when we
it's the athletic power of a 6'5 person just crammed into, like,
5'10". That's all it is. They find these all the great Dominican players. Read the bios. It's all like the same story. You know, we found, you know, Manny Ramirez in this like little town in Washington Heights. He weighed 130 pounds. We gave him protein shakes. Now he's the best player in Cleveland or something. You know what I mean? Over and over again, it was the same story. You know, and the only time you see chubby Dominicans in the pros is when it's like the son of a famous Dominican. Like, they overfed their kid. They're, like, excited. Like, Vladimir Guerrero, skinny dude when he made it. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., very chubby guy because his dad was a multimillionaire. You know what I mean? I've thought this through. I feel like there's this.
No, it sounds like you have. Wow. I mean, the logic that you've just spit out over the past 4 to 5 minutes has been astounding. And so I believe every second of it. I don't doubt it at all.
Maximizing the genetic code is there. I feel like there's potential for more. We just been malnourished. That's all. You know what I mean? You give us some muscle milk, we could make changes.
Somebody fly over DR and just sprinkle creatine over the over the people and see the difference it makes.
Dominating the next Olympics. Wow, that's what I'm aiming for. If I get super rich, I'm going to DR with all the, like, I'm gonna just be opening up free like gyms and like gold like memberships for everybody. Like, yo, listen here. Whatever you need, it's in this building. You don't got to pay for nothing. You don't need the club card. Say Gastor paid for it. Maximize what you got to do. We're going to dominate the 2040 Olympics. Watch, we're going to crush everybody.
2040
You're gonna see these dudes. I know where did all these 7 foot Dominican dudes showed up from? They've been here the whole time, baby. Just waiting, waiting for something besides. They've just been wanting broccoli and protein for years, you know?
Oh, Jesus.
Let's get into the news, shot.
Yeah, sure. No, why not?
McDonald's is selling chicken hoodies for $5. That's right.
Okay.
At this point, there's nothing particularly special about a fast food chain announcing a new fried chicken sandwich. So McDonald's is hoping to differentiate the up-and-coming launch of theirs with the limited edition collection of clothing and music. That's right. McDonald's will sell limited edition number of $5 swag packages via a special website on Thursday. The swag includes a hoodie, a custom song, and of course, first taste of the crispy chicken sandwich. The song is actually going to be sold on vinyl. So, yeah, this is...
I can't. Okay. I thought, all right, I can't. That's what I thought I saw when I looked at that picture. I'm like, that appears to be...
Yeah.
Vinyl?
Okay. Yes, indeed. All yes, right. indeed. They are excited to give fans early access to this sandwich and exclusive swag that they can't get anywhere else. I gotta say, I really would rock the hoodie. That shit is hard. But
it's not bad. It's not bad. Yeah. But I mean, I have to really believe in your chicken sandwich. I don't like putting anything on my chest that I don't fully believe in. Or that I need to even fully believe in the irony that I'm employing if I'm putting it on. If I'm wearing it ironically, I need to fully believe that that is what's happening. And right. I mean, I'm sure they're chicken sandwiches. Haven't they already had a crispy chicken sandwich? Yeah, are they doing something a little?
They try and mix it up. There's three versions of it. Okay. The first one is the crispy chicken sandwich, which will be topped with pickles, served on a potato roll. The second spicy chicken sandwich that adds a spicy pepper sauce, and a deluxe chicken sandwich, which will come with lettuce, tomatoes, and mayo. That deluxe seems kind of strong for that. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if there's no bacon, I'm not sure that's deluxe.
Yeah, this is the lazy. That's deluxe. That is not. It's a bare minimum. That's what that is right there. Man, this is just like, I feel like this is just a really, like, they're really thinking highly of potato rolls. Like, I like them. I just didn't think that was enough to relaunch the chicken sandwich. I don't see what's different otherwise.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they're just trying to get in on, you know, the recent chicken sandwich wars, which they are what they are. But personally, I need, like, yeah, great. You got a good chicken sandwich. What's your chicken biscuit game like? You know what I mean? Like, okay. I don't have time for a whole sandwich. But if you can get a biscuit right with a piece of chicken on it, I'm there. I don't know if that even makes sense, but for whatever reason.
Hey, I mean, you want what you want, Sha.
Yeah, I do. But do I need a hoodie? Do you know who had good clothing, though? Popeyes. Did you see? Do you remember, like, a year and a half ago, they had like a, they were like, we got Popeyes swag, and you went to the site, and I was like, oh, but wait, this is nice. Like, Ivy Park stole that color scheme. like whatever line of Ivy Park that was like the maroon and the orange, I was just like, yeah, wait, did Popeyes just do this? Yeah, yeah.
They
like,
know.
I saw it.
They knew
I
that tried shit was to get hard.
I tried to get a crew neck sweatshirt. I wasn't going to wear it, but I thought I knew someone who would wear the crew neck, but it was sold out like immediately, the Popeyes one. So I don't know. I mean,
I'd rock all the Popeyes shit. Yeah, the thing is, like, Popeyes, their color schemes are fire already. Like, right off the bat, it looks like you just a USC Trojan. You know what I mean? Like,
okay,
you well dressed already. You good. That shit fits. I like their whole gear.
Yeah.
They got to figure it out over there.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's great, I guess. McDonald's trying to do vinyl. Is this because they did the thing with Travis Scott? didn't they do like a special meal with
yeah
Travis Scott and J Balvin and someone else? They had their own little McDonald's meals, but the Travis Scott one sold ridiculously well.
I mean, all those meals felt like they were gonna kill me though. Like they had like no drinks in them.
No,
it was like a burger, right? Fries, and ice cream, and just like your saliva. And it's like, good luck. Like, yo, none of these dudes get thirsty on the road. Like, geez.
Hey, man, they made a deal with Travis Scott, but Travis Scott ain't make a deal with Coca-Cola. You know what I mean? He made his deal with McDonald's. Coca-Cola's like, yeah. We don't do no special deals. We don't care who you are, Mr. Scott.
Oh, man. And more food news. Nestle's newest Kit Kat is missing a key ingredient. That's right. Breaking off a piece of that vegan Kit Kat bar is now a reality. Nestle is launching a non-dairy version of the popular candy bar called Kit Kat V. The Swiss company is jumping on the plant-based alternative food trend. Nestle promises the new candy still has the perfect balance between crispy wafer and smooth chocolate. It ditches the dairy milk, which is used for its regular Kit Kats, for a rice-based alternative in addition to its new sustainable cocoa, according to Bloomberg. The new bar will start going on sale later this year across several countries at select retailers before expanding worldwide. The taste was a key factor when developing the plant-based chocolate for our new vegan Kit Kat. We used our expertise and ingredients together with the test and learn approach to create a delicious vegan alternative to our original chocolate Kit Kat. I got to applaud these dudes right here for not lying in this article and saying that this is going to taste the same. They said this is going to taste good. It's a perfect balance between crispy wafer and chocolate. Name one time say, yo, it's going to be just like the other one. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I got to say, like, I'm sure it'll be fine. It should be sweet enough because I have heard that vegan snacks tend to have a lot of sugar. Mm. That people eat vegan snacks because they think it's healthier because it doesn't have, you know, all the other stuff. But that they still put in a lot of sugar just to give it something. And I could be wrong on that, but I mean, from what I understand, Oreos are vegan. So that's what people tell me. So it may be fine. It may be fine. And also, we tasted a lot of Kit Kats like a couple of months ago for that IG thing I was telling you about. And some of them were like Japanese flavor. Look, Kit Kat is doing so much with flavors in general that a vegan one was probably something that accidentally happened at the plant. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, I think this is vegan now. Because we had one that was sake flavored, as in like the rice wine or whatever. That is what sake is, right?
I think so. Yeah.
And it tasted like sake. Now, is that a good Kit Kat flavor? No. But it tasted like sake.
They hit the target.
So they got that job done. Yeah. So I'm sure that this will taste like some sort of chocolate over some sort of crispiness. If that's all they're shooting for. If they're not saying this is going to taste just like the original, they're not. Clearly, they're saying this will be chocolatey over a wafer. And it's like, you know what? That's really all the vegans can ask for at this point.
Respect,
I say the
yo.
Vegans. Yeah.
Bar is low. I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for your candor, Kit Kat. We appreciate it.
I thought it was good. You know what's a surprising thing? I found out that it was that's vegan. The bread for White Castle sliders.
What?
Yeah. You know the bread that they make? Yeah, they eventually, like I think a year and a half ago, announced the Impossible Burger partnership, and they wanted to be ahead of that because they wanted to like start moving into plant-based and vegan stuff. So they have like a veggie patty burger and the Impossible Burger, but they were like, yo, we can't sell a vegan burger on a regular bun because then it's no longer vegan because we use like dairy products in it. So a year before that, they actually switched all the buns to a vegan alternative bun, so that that way they don't even have to think about it. So if you get the regular slider, you're still getting the vegan bun.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Crazy.
That is weird. Of all the places, you never know where you're going to find a vegan thing. I mean, bacon bits are vegan because it's just soy. Yeah, it's not actual bacon. Bacon bits that you buy in the like for your salad, they're not actual bacon. They're pieces of soy.
I like
flavored.
This.
Yeah, so that's vegan. Who knew?
That's right. Start next week. Yeah. I'm on a bacon bits and White Castle bread diet only. That's
okay,
right.
I feel like you're gonna need a little more fiber. Perhaps. I feel like you're gonna need a little more fiber.
Your boy gonna have a six pack in no time. It's gonna be crazy. New extreme diet. Expect my new book out, War Report, Vegan Diet, coming out soon. I'm excited. Olympic medalist Scott Miller arrested after $1.6 million of meth is allegedly discovered. My man, two-time Olympic medal winner Scott Miller was arrested in Sydney after Australian police said they seized $1.6 million worth of methamphetamine from him and another man. Following extensive inquiries, investigators assisted by the Southwest Metro Region executed three search warrants at a business in Bankstown unit at Rozelle, the home and home at Ballman from 6 a.m. today. Officers located and seized approximately 1 kilo of heroin and over $75,000 in cash. This is in local money, mobile phones, documents, encrypted electronic devices, and smaller amounts of prohibitive drugs, all which have been taken for further forensic examinations. For those that don't remember him, the 45-year-old rep Australia in the 1996 Summer Olympics in Atlanta. He won the silver in the 100-meter butterfly and swam a leg of the 4x100-meter medley relay as Australia earned the bronze. So my man got two medals, and he's like, yeah, I'm trying to get platinum plaques, gold chains, and I need to push these products. You know what I mean? He is out there.
Side hustles don't care. Side hustles. You know?
Hey.
What can you do?
You do what you got to do. Hey, listen, man. I'm trying to record a special next year, all right? So if I got to push this meth on these streets, then I ain't doing that. I'm bugging out right now. No. That is wildness. I'm just trying to picture that, like, that transition, like, who comes up to you and says, yo, listen, man, I know you be out here swimming, and I noticed that you could also be making money. Where in your head are you, like, I feel like there's lanes of, like, this is what I'm good at, and, like, you could kind of skew this other way. Like, Gashly, pretty good comedian, you probably do a podcast, you know what I mean? Seems like there's an overlapping skill. I don't understand, like, yo, this dude be crushing the butterfly, he could be selling meth. You know, like, I don't get how that transition, like, yo, listen, the way you swim lets me know you ready for the streets. Like, I don't see how that combo went down in his head. Like, what the internal dialogue of, like, him convinced, like, yeah, I do be killing that 100 meters, so I know these cops can't chase me down. You know, like, how does he justify, like, being able to think he can pull this off?
I don't know. But, I mean, I guess it's the same level of confidence that it takes to think that you can be the best swimmer.
Fair.
You know what I mean? That is such an odd thing to just be like, nah, I'm killing the game in swimming. Why not? Why would you also think, I could probably sell some drugs?
Nothing stopped me yet.
look at me. I'm living the life. I'll just do whatever I can do.
There you go. Be all you can be. Scott Miller autobiography. Light turns to the dark. Gun smoke fills your nose. But the violence starts once the guns go cold. A prayer in the dark. Lord, let me grow old. Once the guns go cold. Ooh.
light says to the dark, gun smoke fills your nose, but the violence starts once the guns go cold. A prayer in the dark, Lord, let me grow old, 'cause the block is hard once the guns go cold.
Catch y'all next week. Peace.